What the Bleep is where I look all over the internet for audio that you may not hear in your daily life and kind of pull back the curtain of what was really said. Because you might see one thing on the news, but what actually happened was a whole different thing. Let me take you first to late night. Let's go to Stephen Colbert, the audio I found. He was talking about the First Lady, Melania Trump.
I gotta say, she looks absolutely lovely. She's poised, she's confident. I will say the black is a little severe. She looks like she's the headmistress of a school for teenage
That's funny.
Kind of attacking like that. You're supposed to not pick on the First Lady, but okay, Stephen Colbert. another late thing here. I really like Jimmy Fallon, and I also love Oreos. We talked about this the other day. My favorite Oreo flavor is double stuffed Oreo. Alex, you like the, are they like the yellow kind? What kind did you
the
like?
The golden Oreos.
Golden Oreo.
But thin.
But then, yeah producer Mike. Kay pulls out of his butt the thin ones.
I didn't pull it out of there, but pulled it out of my pantry.
Well, apparently, Jimmy Fallon was talking about there's a brand new Oreo flavor, which I am not at all interested in.
Oreos just launched a new limited edition flavor called and cream.
Very limited edition.
Yeah,
very limited.
I'm not into that. Do you guys know who Mike Epps is?
Yes.
Yeah. He's from Indy.
Exactly. And he's a comedian. And he had this incident, I guess.
The kangaroo thing?
Yeah. This is awkward.
I made a bad decision. When it comes to animals, man, you go through my Instagram. I've been to kangaroo preservations over there in Australia. Kangaroos. I've been an animal lover since I was a kid.
Yeah, you can't love them that way though,
no,
man.
Wrong.
That's wrong. So
they'll punch you too.
No kidding. I guess that's why you got to get behind the kangaroo.
I didn't think it was that bad.
You didn't? I think if you're doing that to a kangaroo, that's really bad. But that's
what punching him.
No, the
what Mike Epps just said.
No, yeah, what he just like.
Did you just hear what he did to that kangaroo?
Well, he didn't really. He brought him out on stage, and nothing happened to it.
No, but what he just said right now, what he did
well,
to the kangaroo.
I get that.
No, I mean this is what he said.
Kangaroo preservations over there in Australia. Kangaroos.
If you're cool with that.
How are you saying that's not that bad?
That's not that bad.
Okay, I'm not talking about that, but I'm saying, though, in real life, remember he brought that kangaroo on stage and people said him bringing a kangaroo on stage was offensive or whatever?
I don't mind you bringing a kangaroo on stage, but when you're at a preserve doing that, I think that's wrong.
Yes, but I'm talking about.
Did you watch the video?
Never. You guys
did you see it?
I know what you're saying.
I can't believe
I hope there's no video of
what
that.
He is saying.
I'm not looking at that video. I'm not getting in trouble.
Oh my God. What he is saying is bad. Yes, but I'm talking about when he was on stage and everybody got really upset and he had to issue an apology because he brought a kangaroo out on stage. He didn't do what he's saying.
I'm
there.
Not trying to pull him down, but I can't believe you're defending
kangaroo
this.
Kangaroo preservation
I'm not.
Over there in Australia. Kangaroos. I've been a.
Okay, Alex. I think we need to move on because I'm just.
I'm not defending that. I'm saying the other instance when he brought a kangaroo on stage like a week ago. That everyone is upset over.
Can we move on here? I just feel uncomfortable.
What
it's
heck?
So weird when you're blanking kangaroo.
Yeah, oh my God.
I feel really weird. I feel bad for the whole
kangaroo.
I didn't
know you were into
family.
That, Alex.
I didn't either. Really pulled me for a loop. We just talked about this the other day. Alex, you brought it up in the garbage, but I'm wondering why you didn't play this audio. Tyra Banks talking about no age limit for America's Next Top Model.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you didn't play any audio. Maybe this is why.
You want to audition for America's Next Top Model? I don't care how old you are, honey. You just need to know how to and be open to learning how to like a supermodel.
Oh my God.
In that case, I think there should be an age limit if you're going to be doing that.
No wonder she always says, do you want to be on top?
And your final thing, I know Alex is a big lover of the cartoons. It's not SpongeBob today, but I've always loved Sesame Street. And I've always loved, I think Elmo is one of my favorite guys in the world. But this right here is, I'll give you a warning. I don't think kids are in the car, but you may want to turn the radio down for this last part as we wrap up What the Bleep. Because this one is very adult-themed Elmo stuff. Did you guys hear about this?
No.
Listen to this. Listen up. See what's going on in your head.
Elmo sees Julia is playing with a F-ster's Julia's favorite toy, right? Hello, F-ster? Oh, we can side by side like we do sometimes. There's lots of ways friends can
That was intense.
I don't know if I blame Elmo or Julia.
Well, I mean, Julia definitely was kind of like
she started it. Yeah. Julia started it.
She did. It was more Julia's fault, but I mean, Elmo did not say no.
Elmo said yes. He liked it.
Gross.